Hey, what's up, my great people? It's Texas Bay 3115, and today's episode, I'm going to talk about being in a long-distance relationship with someone that's famous. Like, in my situation right now, my woman is overseas. She's a retired superstar in basketball. We have a son together, and as of right now, she has a very, very hectic schedule, so we barely get to talk about things, you know. But it's like, do I really fit her lifestyle? You know what I'm saying? Yo, her lifestyle is so fast-paced. Man, it's crazy. Like, for instance, here's a little snippet of what really goes on. Like, I can message her right now. Be like, hey, babe, how you doing? Hope your day is going well. And, you know, it'll take about 8-9 hours for her actually to respond. I mean, although we are like 8 hours difference in time zones, you know, it's a big thing, man, to me, because, man, I'm a Leo. We love hard. You know, when we put our love into somebody, we all in. She's a Gemini, so she's hot and cold. But for instance, man, it's real tough. Real tough. I mean, I've been over there several times to visit, you know, and I got a glimpse of the lifestyle. You know me, I don't like to be in the public eye like that, but being with her, I have no choice. And the fact we have a son together, and it just makes everything just like, dang, do I really want to hold on to this? I don't even know why I be questioning myself. I guess because I don't like the spotlight. You know, and paparazzi is just outrageous. And no, I got PTSD. Man, I'll be ready to knock these dudes out. You know, straight Spartan kick them. You know, it's crazy. Not only that, it's being away from each other. You know, it's really hard to not feel that strain of the relationship. You know, and it just gets so strenuous, like get stressed out about it. But you know, I had a talk with my brother, Mr. Archer Almighty, yesterday about this. And he told me on some real talk, he was like, my man, you can't really worry about her schedule or her like that. That's her lifestyle. She's used to that lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle you're used to or you have lived as long as her. He was like, let her do her and you do you. Then when y'all get together, y'all rock it out together. And that right there, man, it really set me at ease because my brother just spoke some real knowledge to me. And I felt that deep. He don't know that, but he really hit it home for me. Like, I became very relaxed, and it felt so good to know that my man just gave me that, you're gonna be all right, my brother. So here I am today, just speaking on it. It's early in the morning, but it was on my mind, so I had to just share it with everyone. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my woman. Yes, I do. I love my son. And being away just is strenuous, man. I keep saying that because it is. You know, one day maybe I get over that, you know, finally, okay, we're going to make this work regardless. You know, it will happen. It's just going to take time. I need to get out of my mental craziness. You know, I have anxiety, so I be just wilding out in my head. You know, it's just crazy, man. Like, to anyone out there that's ever in this position, you know, I'm going through it, and I'm coping with it. It's hard, but anyone that's going through it, if y'all have anything to tell me or give me some kind of knowledge how to really hold on for the ride, just ride it out, you know, just give me some kind of knowledge on it. I'm open-minded, not gonna spaz out on you. I'm all about being educated and giving good advice, you know, that's just my thing. But getting off subject, let me get back on subject here. But yeah, just to be in this type of relationship, a strong anxiety. With me having PTSD, I tend to think deeply about things, and I just get angry and ready for anything or anybody to say something, and I'll just spaz out on them, and it has nothing to do with them. It's nothing about them. It's because I want to be with my family that's overseas. And I think that's the bottom line of, I just need to be with my woman, but with her strenuous schedule, it's just very hard. You know, this is like a little testimony for me. It's way different than any of my brothers. Shout out to SLA Network. You know, my brothers, you know, I'm a little different. You know, and I come from another area. I mean, I could talk about anything, but this right here is my testimony to everybody. If you're in a relationship with someone that's famous in their country, man, I know I'm pausing a lot, but it's just, it hurts a little bit, man. But you know, it's all good. Things are gonna work out. It's gonna be all good. With that being said, I'm gonna let everyone go. I don't want to get too amped up about it and start just spazzing out on something, using my feelings and emotions, just going crazy. So I'm gonna let everyone go. Hopefully y'all get a little something out of this, or just give me some anything just to help me get through this. You know, I'm up for any advice. Just reach out to you, boy. This is my podcast. And man, I'm signing off with everyone. Peace, love, and happiness, everyone. All right, I'm back, everybody. I had to take a small little break there, let everyone go for a little bit so I could get my mind together to keep speaking on this. Now, like I said in the first segment, I love my woman. And I will tell you this, she has mad game. Believe me. She can ball out. She's very knowledgeable. But she's well known. I don't mind her being famous. Not at all. It's a blessing to me. And it's a blessing we have a son together. Like, I love her family over there. They took me in, and I was like, man, this family structure is something I never really had growing up. So I really took hold of that. You know, it's not just her schedule that's real hectic. it's like her whole family schedule is like that because they're all pretty well known. I mean, her mom was a superstar as well in basketball. She gave it up because she had her. Her dad was a freaking beast in basketball, and now he's a real famous coach. You know, and her younger sister, bad game as well. Played on the national team, but she decided she didn't want to play anymore. She wanted to be a coach, and now she's a pretty famous coach. You know, it's like a family affair over there, and it's like, with me coming in, I'm like, yo, how do I fit in? And I think that's my problem. It's not about me fitting in with this famous family. It's about me being thankful and blessed that I've actually been able to be with this kind of family. You know, it's a great blessing, but it's strenuous at times too because I'm so far away. Like, I like to know what's really going on, but it's hard to know what's going on when you barely get to talk to your woman. You know, it'll be okay though. I mean, she always reassures me that things are straight. Just, I'm working my butt off, so in the future, we won't have to really worry about any pain or struggles. And I was like, all right, cool. That really hit me. You know, she told me this last night. We finally got to talk. And now it's like, all right, cool. So I'm gonna take my brother's advice when he told me to just, hey, do me. So I'm gonna do me. But I'm not just doing it for me, I'm gonna do it for us. So while she's over there grinding hard for the family, I need to be over here grinding hard for the family. You know, that's how this is gonna work. And I'm supposed to be making this great big move over there around this time next year. You know, going across that water, this is gonna be the biggest move of my life, just to get over there. You know, as human beings, we're able to adapt to all situations. You know, so that being said, I have to really learn to control my anxiety, my PTSD. I'm doing a pretty good job with it, but at times I get to going off the wall. But I think being over there, being with my family, it will help me a lot. I won't have to really be stressing too much about things because I'm there. And I won't have to worry too much about my daughters that's back here in the States because they're gonna be well taken care of. Shouts out to the moms. Although sometimes we butt heads, but you know what? Y'all always take care of the girls, so that's a blessing. I'm grateful for that. But you know, hey, a woman just, she has it, man. And it's very rare that you grab someone that has a lot of great things within them that really coexist with your own. You know, like, just a little background. She grew up in the ghetto over there. I grew up in the ghetto over here. You know, her ghetto was a little different than mine because her country was being overrun by Russia at the time. But they finally broke away and got their independence. That's just a little side note of history of Latvia right there. You know, I'm just out the hood. Just my mentality was, I basically don't give a damn what nobody say. I'm gonna make it regardless, you know. It was either play ball, get out of the hood, or stay in the hood, either get killed, get caught up in the system. Nah, not my thing. But you know, our situations really gonna bring us together, man. It's just strenuous knowing how famous she is, man. I love that she is, but it really hits home when you like, man, yo, this is the lifestyle I'm about to be living when I move there. So I gotta be on my toes, be ready for whatever, whenever. It's almost like being back in the army. You gotta be very tactful and ready to engage at all times, because you never know what's gonna happen. You know? So I have the mindset. I just gotta apply it to our relationship, because it's somewhat in the same instance that I gotta use what I learned in the army in life now. The civilian world is extremely different from the army, but hey, here I am. I gotta adapt to it. You know, but hey, man. I know I'm talking a lot about this mushy stuff, but hey, it's sitting heavy on my chest, so I gotta get it off. You know, but yeah, things are gonna be straight, man. Soon to be famous wife. Hey, I'm gonna be there to rock with her with anything and everything she has to get done. You know, she's gonna need my help, cause I know it's hard for her to, like, man, juggle all this with having our son. Yeah. But I will tell you this, the world better get ready, because this little boy, he gonna change the game. But all in all, signing off with everybody, hey, peace, love, and happiness to everyone.